Then Sigurd looked straight at Regan with his clear, honest eyes. "Yes," he said, "I will go at once and do this deed, but the gold is evil. It has brought unhappiness to many. It made your father selfish, and it made your brother wicked. Because of it, you hated your brother. Because of it, this wicked dragon has killed many good men. Not for the sake of the gold will I go and do this deed, but to rid the world of the terrible monster." Sigurd's Sword. The next day Sigurd came to the smithy and said to Regan, "You have given me a great work to do. Now I have something to ask from you." "Ask whatever you wish, Sigurd, and I will do it for you," said Regan. "Make me a sword, good and strong, from the pieces of my father's old sword." Regan smiled and answered, "Bring me the pieces so that I can weld them together." Sigurd went to his mother and said, "Mother, where are the pieces of my father's sword which you have kept for me all these years?" "My Sigurd, you are still too young for such a weapon," said his mother. "Wait a few years, and then I will give it to you." "Give it to me now, I beg you, mother, for the time has come for me to do the deeds of a hero." "What are the deeds which you will do, Sigurd?" "Mother, there is evil which must be conquered, and there are wrongs which must be made right. I cannot wait.